We're getting closer to Mountain Home Bomber football. The Bombers pregame show is brought to you by James Boyette State Farm Agency. We take you live to the stadium with the voice of the Bombers, Brad Haworth, next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Stuck in a state of falling behind, struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, and insurance? Then let State Farm agent James Boyette at Mountain Home help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with James handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies can mean earning discounts of up to 40%. That's money James can help you put towards a college savings plan. Call State Farm agent James Boyette today to get to a better state with State Farm. Discounts may vary state to state.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to West Memphis High School, the final game of the 2019 high school football campaign for the Mountain Home Bombers tonight. As they get set to do battle with the Blue Devils, Mountain Home comes in with a record of 0-9 on the campaign, 0-6 in the 6A East. West Memphis 5-4 overall. They are 4-2 in the 6A East. And they still have a shot, depending on what happens with Jonesboro and Searcy tonight. They can still earn a number one seed from the conference if they win tonight and Searcy and Jonesboro lose and the way the points work out. So they've got a lot to play for this evening. The Bombers playing for some pride here and trying to get a win before the season wraps up tonight. Maybe some momentum to build on going into the off season. A cold night in West Memphis like it is in Mountain Home. It's 39 degrees right now in West Memphis. The wind chill's 30, but it feels much colder than that. Boy, the wind is really howling out of the north, and it's a chilly night. Going to be tough for these players this evening. We'll take a break, come back, talk about the matchup in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons. Doctors Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site x-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas deliver reliable, affordable power to more than 60% of Arkansas, the field we call home. The 17 dedicated electrical cooperatives around the state manage over 75,000 miles of power lines, delivering power to more than 500,000 homes, farms, businesses, and of course, football fields, improving the lives of communities and their residents all across Arkansas. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, the power to play, the power to deliver.
You have to be up in 5 hours, 2 hours, 6 minutes. And when you hear, you realize that you haven't slept a wink. That's why there's ZzzQuil Pure Z's, a drug-free blend of botanicals with an optimal dose of melatonin so you can fall asleep naturally with no next-day grogginess. It's available in both liquid and gummies, tastes great, and is non-habit-forming. Pick up ZzzQuil Pure Z's from the sleep experts at Vicks ZzzQuil. ZzzQuil Pure Z's, naturally superior sleep. Available at retailers near you.
Why wait for Black Friday? Get Black Friday prices today at the Home Depot. Pick up a Dyson V8 Animal Cordless Vacuum at a special buy, just $299. It was $399. Cord-free, hassle-free, powerful suction to pick up pet hair across all floor types. You can pick one up for $100 off. Black Friday savings, early. Now, at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, while supplies last. See store for details, valid through November 16th.
We continue with the James Boyette State Farm Agency pregame show.
And he's thrown for a loss back near the 40.
On Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at West Memphis, about 16 minutes away from kickoff, the Bombers and the Blue Devils of West Memphis. Joining me for the broadcast again tonight, Tobias Pugsley. And Tobias, I'm glad we're inside the press box tonight.
Oh, brother, you're telling me it is frosty out there. It is cold. I'm sure glad that we got glass and a door between us and that cold weather out there.
Man alive. You and I have both played on nights like this tonight, and we're both glad we're up here now.
Absolutely. This is definitely the peak of football weather. It's not for the soft-hearted, but it's going to be a good night for some football. They got the band out and the flags, and boy, those flags are just waving.
They are. It is a strong north wind that's going to be blowing across the field from right to left, so it's obviously could be a factor in the kicking and the passing game tonight. Well, let's talk about this West Memphis offense, and things start with their quarterback. They got a pretty good one with Owens McConnell.
They do. Owens McConnell is 6 foot, 245-pound senior. We got to see him warm up here. He's got a heck of an arm, Brad. The interesting thing is he's got almost as many touchdown passes as he does interceptions, so it might be some opportunity tonight for our secondary to maybe pick some off, have a big night tonight. You know, he's going to have time to throw. You know, we're going to get to see some D1 athletes tonight. They got a left guard that's just out of this world, Chris Morris, 6'4", 295-pound senior, currently being recruited by Texas A&M.
He's committed to A&M.
Committed to A&M. And I tell you what, it's going to be interesting to watch him play. You know me, I'm an offensive lineman by heart, so I love to watch the big guys in the trenches. So I'm excited tonight to see what Chris brings. And hopefully we can get some defensive pressure on him and maybe go on the other side of Chris. But
they got a pretty good running game, too. Cedric Loving, the key running back, almost 100 yards per game, 857 on the season with 10 touchdowns. Defensively, they're pretty good as well, and it starts in the middle with that linebacker.
It does. Kenarius Moore, number 54, 6 foot, 205-pound senior. He'll be the guy to watch tonight. Heard recently he decommitted and may be committing to Oklahoma State. So another D1 prospect right there in the middle. I think we're going to have our hands full tonight with him.
He leads that defense, and it's a good one. Talking to Coach Elmore this week, and he said, boy, it's kind of been an up-and-down year. He says, this team, he said, we've got the talent that we can win the whole thing. He said, we can come out and really stink it up and lose the first round of the playoffs. It's kind of a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde team, and it's been a tough one for him to try to figure out. But this Bomber team, 0-9 of the campaign, and obviously not going to the playoffs, but still a lot of pride involved in this one tonight.
A lot of pride. You know, you got your 0-9 season, so this is the last chance, especially for the seniors. I mean, you get an opportunity to go out tonight and leave it all on the field, and a lot of these guys will never put on football pads again. And you know, those of us that have played the game, that we know what that's like. And, you know, so hopefully these guys go out and they make a memory tonight and they really come home with something to be proud of.
Tough one for the seniors here tonight. And like I mentioned earlier, it's a chance for these younger players to, if you get a win, especially here against a good West Memphis ball club, gives you momentum going into the offseason.
Absolutely. A win or just, you know, to show some significant improvement from game to game. So just to see some of these younger guys fly around tonight, make some plays. You know, even without a win, I think you can come home with some things to be positive about. But, you know, a win sure makes it a little easier to go into the offseason and makes everybody work just a little bit harder, you know, with something to hang your hat on for the year.
You betcha. All right, we're about 13 minutes away from kickoff. We're going to take a break. There's some games tonight and, of course, a lot of games tomorrow night around the state on this final week of the regular season. Matt Sharp will check the schedule for us with our studio report coming up next here on Classic Hits 101.7.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, and insurance? Then let State Farm agent James Boyette at Mountain Home help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with James handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies can mean earning discounts of up to 40%. That's money James can help you put towards a college savings plan. Call State Farm agent James Boyette today to get to a better state with State Farm. Discounts may vary state to state.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank. Member FDIC.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. Call 425-5040.
There's nothing better than watching the Bombers win a great football game. It takes a whole team to make it happen. Kind of like the team at Dewey & Sons Plumbing. They've been providing the Twin Lakes area with the best in plumbing, whether it's new construction, remodel, or emergency repairs for over 40 years. And supporting the Bombers that long as well. When you need plumbing service, remember the plumber number. Available 24-7, 425-4868. Dewey & Sons. Go Bombers!
Hi, I'm Treasure State Dennis Milligan. Saving for your child's education is so important. We know that putting money aside for college or technical school is tough, but we're here to make it easier. Every drop in the bucket adds up over time. I encourage you to open an Arkansas 529 account for your children or grandchildren today.
To learn more about the Arkansas 529 plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement at arkansas529.org. arkansas529.org.
Let's check the schedule of other games around the state with Matt Sharp and our studio report on Classic Hits 101.7.
And we welcome you in from the studio for the last time this high school football season. Well, not the last time. There actually going to be a couple more times later on tonight. But for the last game of this high school football season, as we continue along here on the James Boyette State Farm Agency pregame show. Mountain Home getting ready to take on a very tough West Memphis Blue Devil team. We'll talk more about that in just a moment. Let's take a look what else is going on. First off, all the other 6A East games are tonight, as well as Searcy. Who's currently ranked 6th in Class 6A, ranked 5th in Class 6A, it is. It'll be at home tonight against Sylvan Hills. Jonesboro, ranked 3rd in Class 6A, is at Marion tonight. And Jacksonville will be at home tonight against Pine Bluff. There is only one other area school that is playing on this Thursday night, and that is Salem. The Greyhounds looking to finish conference play unbeaten, as they will be hosting Cross County tonight, who has made the trip from Cherry Valley. Tomorrow night's local games will include the Battle of the Buffalo, as Yellville Summit will wrap up its 50th high school football season by hosting Marshall tomorrow night. Melbourne will play at Rosebud tomorrow evening, and Mountain View will also be at Clinton. Harrison will be in front of the home crowd, as they will host Farmington for their senior night game. The Goblins currently rank 5th in the state overall and 2nd in Class 5A. We've got three other area schools up in Missouri that will continue a district play tomorrow night. Actually, it will be the district semifinals for these teams. West Plains will continue with home field advantage, as they'll be hosting Bolivar. Branson tomorrow night will play at Carthage, who is the top seed in that district. And Ava comes in as the top seed in their district. The Bears will play at home against East Newton. In the Arkansas Sports Media Top 10 games that I haven't yet got to, number 1, Bryant, will be at number 4, Conway, tomorrow night. There is only one game in the top 10 that's being played tonight, as the 3rd-ranked Little Rock Christian, who is also number 1 in Class 5A, is at home tonight against Beebe. But also for tomorrow night, 2nd-ranked Bentonville West will make the short trip to Center. Excuse me, 2nd-ranked Bentonville will make the short trip to Centerton to play Bentonville West. Also, number 6, Greenwood, who is also number 1 in Class 6A, will be at home against Lake Hamilton, who is ranked 4th in Class 6A. Number 7, Pulaski Academy, who is also ranked number 3 in Class 5A, will host Whitehall. Number 8, Benton, who is also ranked number 2 in Class 6A, will be at home against Sheridan. 9th-ranked Little Rock Catholic will host Little Rock Central. And number 10, North Little Rock, who just moved back into the rankings, will be at Cabot tomorrow night. We've already gone through all of the games in the Class 6A Top 5, so I'll tell you there are only two in the Class Top 5 in the Class 5A Top 5 that haven't yet gone to. They're both tomorrow night, as number 4, Valley View, will host Batesville over in Jonesboro. And number 5, Valonia, will be at home against Greenbrier. In the Class 4A Top 5, there's one game that's being played tonight, as 3rd-ranked Joe T. Robinson will host Harmony Grove Haskell down in Little Rock. Tomorrow night, number one Arkadelphia will be at home against Malvern. Second-ranked Shiloh Christian will entertain Pea Ridge and Springdale. Number four Nashville will host Bauxite, and fifth-ranked Ozark will host Elkins tomorrow night. There is one game for tonight in the Class 3A Top 5, as number four Prescott will be at Center Point. Tomorrow night, top-ranked Risen will host Dollarway. Number two Osceola will be at home against Newport. Third-ranked Harding Academy will head to Newark to face Cedar Ridge, and number five Boonville will be at home against Cedarville. Two games tonight in the Class 2A Top 5, as top-ranked Junction City will host Parker's Chapel, and number five Desark will be at home against Clarendon. And the other two Top 5 games will be tomorrow night, as number two Fordyce will host McGee, and number three Foreman will be at fourth-ranked Gurdon. So let's look at what else is going on in the state and the area. We'll get you back to Brad and Tobias in just a moment as we continue along here on the James Boyette State Farm Agency pregame show. That's all coming up in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Arvest Bank, scoring touchdowns with great customer service. Being a proud sponsor of the Mountain Home Bombers means we care about our community and are here to fulfill the needs of our customers. All of the services of a large bank, coupled with friendliness and a personal touch to banking, means you can feel right at home with Arvest. People helping people find financial solutions for life. The only bank you need to know. Arvest Bank, member FDIC. Go Bombers!
Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. Chad Beshears, your Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor, understands this. That's why Chad Beshears is a proud sponsor of the Mountain Home Bombers football team on Classic Hits 101.7. For all of your investment needs, call 425-6364 or stop by the office at 1410 Highway 62 West. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Roger Talbert with Pegler Real Estate has roots that run deep here in Mountain Home. As a seventh-generation native, he's pleased to support the Mountain Home Bomber football team and is especially proud of number 54, Senior Aaron Talbert. If you're thinking about buying or selling in the Ozarks, choose an agent with over 27 years of experience in the business who knows the area. Choose Roger Talbert with Pegler Real Estate in Mountain Home. Don't make a move without him. Call Roger today at 870-405-5955 and go Bombers!
The boys are in a real pickle here, Gene.
Lots of talk going on in the huddle there, Roy.
Well, it looks like they decided on a play.
Wait, what's this? Are they setting up for the hot springs?
The hot springs? We haven't seen this formation since 1918.
Yeah, that's the same year that Babe Ruth hit the mammoth home run during hot spring spring training. They're headed to the line. And there's the snap.
To learn more about the rich sports history in Hot Springs National Park, visit hotsprings.org.
The James Boyette State Farm Agency pregame show continues on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, they're conducting the coin toss right now. The official threw the coin up in the air from the 48 and it landed on the other 48. It's windy. Let's see what's happened. Looks like waiting for the official to tell us what's happened. Mountain Home has won the toss. They've elected to receive, so the Bombers are going to put the offense out there on the field first of ice. I know Brian likes to do that. Try to set
the tone early and often.
We'll see what the offense can get going here out of the chute tonight and get a good start here against this West Memphis ball club. It is a cold, windy night here in West Memphis. As we mentioned earlier, that wind strong out of the north, and that definitely will be a factor. And West Memphis has not thrown the ball as much lately as they were earlier in the season, but it's going to be tough to complete a pass tonight.
It is going to be. So, Brad, it's so windy, it just blew the run-through in half. To give our listeners at home a point of reference, it literally just blew the run through in half. It's that windy, it's cold. Wow. But that's what you know, a team like West Memphis, that's what you want. You want not the conditions to not be great and not to be in their favor, so maybe you can get the ball and jump on early.
You never know.
Nope.
I remember one time we came down here, it's been years ago, West Memphis was ranked number one of the state, and Mount Home came down here and beat them on this field. That's been about 20 plus years ago, but it's been done. We're about a minute and a half away from kickoff. We'll take one more final break, come back, and get this one started. It's the Bombers and the Blue Devils next on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the Bombers Pregame Show, brought to you by James Boyette State Farm Agency. Now, it's game time on Classic Hits 101.7. This is Mountain Home Bomber Football, presented by
RBS Bank, ASC Warranty, Centennial Bank, Chad Beshears of Edward Jones Investments, Dewey and Sons Plumbing, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, The Salvation Army, and Roger Talbert of Pegler Real Estate Group.
The voice of the Bombers, Brad Haworth, will have all the action live from the stadium next on Classic Hits 101.7.